Let's say you have a kid, a mechanic looks at a kid, and he sees a kid just not going to do it. He's going to get restless. He's going to start making trouble and get into trouble. As the kids, so a few things. One out of 1,000 kids seems to be born with basically neshama and no guf. One out of 100,000 kids, whatever it is, there's always someone that the yachas of guf to neshama seems to be an incredible proportion of neshama and very little guf. As the child grows, his metzias begin to change. If he's a betera and he becomes and he's a teretic kid, he'll begin to change, and the body will have for them less and less place within the total personality, and the nefesh will for them more and more place. But you can. So there are two factors. One is how much nefesh does he have, and how much guf does he have? And for that, we say that if somebody is mavimenu ol derech eretz, he's mekamas mol ol pera mavimenu derech eretz, a person can readjust his personality. A person can be shevet Levi either by birth, the shaita, or bismanazek or kol mishon of libot. But until a person reaches that point, as long as a person has Tzrachim, Nafshim, Gufim, if a person doesn't give it its amelus, the person brings chet into himself. So, Lamashal, if a person is not Kukulatera, and he's not getting, his guf is not getting the amelus it needs, he'll go available set in. A lot of places they were makpid, the Daska kids were playing ball and hard because it had a certain lasting effect on the guf. It was able to, it gave kids a restless and full of energy, and it allowed the kids to let it out somewhere. Somebody told me once, a younger man in the mirror, a very big one, was a very elderly younger man, he's a big mechanech today, very big mechanech, and he told me that he was once walking by Meishar near Shtiblach, and he saw the kids were, there's a big Tom Thurda Meishar, and the kids were out for recess, and their activity for recess was chasing the homeless people around. The homeless people that sleep there in the Shtiblach, all sorts of misfits and nebachs and whatever was there. And the kids were chasing them around. He was very, very shaken by it. It was awful. And he pulled out the 10 shekels from his pocket and gave it to one of his kids, Talira at the time, gave it to one of the kids and says, buy a ball and play ball. And the kid looked and said, Chas v'Shalom, he said, the Rebbe said that ball is usher. It's a strafe. So the kid needed to work out his energy. If he couldn't do it with a ball, then he did it by chasing people. There was no way around it. The kid has to do something with that energy. If a person, the marshal, has... It's very easy to tell a kid there's only Gan Eden and all the things in this world are shtusim and nonsense and so on and so forth. But as long as a kid is not there, he needs to have a little money in his pocket. He needs to have a tchotchke. Doesn't have to have the best chashka, most expensive chashka, but he needs to acquire something that makes him besimcha. If he doesn't, he's going to steal. He's going to dray. The guf is going to demand its chelik. You can give it what it needs, or it's going to find it, and when it finds it, it's going to make a decision about how kosher it is. Can it be changed? Yes. Are there yechidei skula that are exceptions? Yes. But if the person is not a yechidei skula and he's not holding there by the darga where he is changed, then he will get his due no matter what. So avera creeps in from there. So if you have lamashal, if a person grows up, a person needs to be complimented. A person needs to be appreciated. So, should a person be totally unsuckering in that? No. But the guf needs it. The guf means here, I'm talking about the chelik of the nefesh that is, that's more the chelik of the nefesh that's kind of close to the physical body, the chelik of the nefesh that psychologist deals with. That chelik of the nefesh needs to be told that he's doing a fine job, he's good, and so on and so forth. If the person doesn't get it, then he's going to demand it. He's going to walk around. These people knew was doctor. Is that a good and stickle name? He said his word. Yeah. And And that will be a big crack in the personality that will affect his nefesh also. Because if there's hate in the bottom part of the person, it'll seep into the top part. It makes a difference. His Torah is also going to be krum. His Torah is going to be for the public. It's going to be, where can I say, flashy. He's going to lie about whether something is shver on what he said or not. He's going to dray out of things. It's understanding chet finds a crack. And a person has two halves, and if a person is not mashlim both halves, then the chet will happen one of the two places, and it will seep in. Will it change? It'll change, and slowly, you know, depending on the person's madregas and so on. Some people become kemat kuli ruchni, some people become somewhat ruchni, and so on. But whatever chelik a person has needs to find a shleimus. Derech Eretz is the shleimus of the guf. There's a certain a person, all the virtues that we were taught as young people, to be neat, to be organized, to be considerate, to be civil. The way it was taught two days ago by the Geisha teachers, as if this is Shleimus Adam, is Sheker. And Shleimus Adam doesn't finish when the person cleaned his desk or organized his things and smart, politely said, you know, was machen Sie her? That's not Shleimus Adam. But it definitely is Shleimus Aguf. The other side, that a person is walks around wild all over the place, not put together, not mina yishuv, because klaimish is learning, is also flawed. Yes, for the person who's called kulay davar kadosh baruch hu, that's a different person. But I'd like to hear somebody claim that he's called kulay davar kadosh baruch hu. The bottom half, the goof of the person, has a certain element left called derech eretz. Derech eretz means the inyanim of shleimus of this world. It's not derech eretz only civility, the way it's translated. Derech eretz means the person has an acceptable way of making a living, or the person has an acceptable way of dealing with people around him, the person has an acceptable way of taking care of his needs, with Seder and with Nikoyan and with Mensch of Tait and so on. And if not, chait seeps in through there. So when the person is mazalz on other people, he builds on himself a bad nefesh, and that becomes chait, and it affects everything about the person, even the higher part. This is going back to the Havmi, this is what we explained before. You can't just say that these are two things that a person is doing, you know, that expends a lot of energy, it's very tough. Im kein afilim yoga v'derech eretz bulvat, oi b'terei bulvat, gam ki imashkachas ofen kwe shamanu. V'oid ki efshe shia odom omul tamid, bi efshe shlo ya noch rega v'lo y elu shneihem, v'yoba de chet. So a person cannot we won't say that the person, he has to keep working all the time, because it can't mean pshat that if you're working the whole time, if you're busy banging with a hammer, you're not going to do averus because you're too tired. And what if a person, when the person sits down and takes a breather, so then he'll do averus? It can't mean that if you're busy doing doing yigia, you're not going to do it alone. It means the person has to be mashlim his shnei achalokim. And I'll explain a little bit, the next nekuda soon is going to be why yigia daske, but I'll upon him the etzim nekuda. So when a person is working to be mesadeh both his anhoga tachtoina and his anhoga elyoina, then he's being mashlim himself. In as far as the shleimus thing is concerned, if you take a look at a fruit or a vegetable, and it's sholem, the skin is whole, it'll last for quite a long time. If there's the slightest cut in the skin, it's going to rot there, bugs are going to get in, out, and it's gone. The same thing they always stress today in biology, that the skin of a person is the most important defense organ that he possesses. If the skin is sholem, it's very hard for anything to get in. the minute he cuts himself, even a pinprick, he's already in a big sakana because that's his big defense. If a person has a crack, and it could be in the lower things, that the person has a tendency not to notice other people, not to be sensitive, not to feel a need to be embarrassed or whatever it is from other people. All of those things, that's the crack. Then what seeps in affects rats everything. And that gush is the b'shneihem now. He's not talking about the omo, but his name.
In other words, the
mahalach of hashlama lies in the process of doing it and accomplishing. Lamashal, if a person, the fact that a person has to work to earn his pay builds in the lower nefesh of the person the sense of, schar and einish, the sense that there's something, a sense of din. If a person has erushin and all of the yanam are taken care of, the person does not develop his self. There's a chisar in the person. In other words, he doesn't just mean, well, you have to take care of the yanam guf, and that's that. In the hisaskus, if a person has somebody to be mesader his house for him, he never builds a mahalach of seder himself. He's called kulei all over the place. If a person doesn't need to address the people, he's living away from people, he doesn't learn to be mesachus to people. I once heard, it was old Yidden Gula, he has a store there, I might have told you it's him, and he learned in Puppa by the Puppa Rav, and they stayed in families, they boarded in family houses. And a kvir came and he said he would like to treat him to a, he would like to build a dormitory for the Puppa Yeshiva. And the Rav said, no way. So he asked him, why not? He said, a bracha is not a mensch. If you put him in a household, he has to brush his shoes, he has to say good morning, good evening, he has to prepare tzatzara for Shabbos. So there's a mahalach of building the person into ben adam. There's a mahalach, there's a mahalach of developing the person into adam. But he says, if you put all the bracha together, they'll never become mentioned. There's a mahalach of yegia, which is part of making the tzuris adam into tzuris adam. So the so that's what he says over here, that the person is it's not just having that. If you don't have pinocchio or whatever it is, then the mele you'll come to problems. It's the etzem working out. And once again, there are people that are so fine. So the person doesn't need that because he doesn't have that chelik. Just like a malach doesn't need to work on his own. But if a person has that chelik, and some people are becheskes that they have that chelik, they need to do activities. They need to take a turn clearing off tables. It's a healthy thing in a yeshiva. Avada, if you don't have to clear off tables, they'll have more time to learn. But the truth is, they never develop chayis. They never develop a sense of nikoyan, of simple cleanliness. They never develop a sense of being mishtatif with other people. He's doing. Those are all things that are built on the gear on this chelik. Any questions?
Yeah, isn't it a little bit mashma from the last few lines over here? Kitzarech lasik vashlamasik shal adam shukayol haguf ha-nefesh. It seems to be mashma that it's a lechatchila, not that it's just for someone who's not yet holding by, the
Rabbi
Shevet Levi and all
these. I think that this applies. If
a
person doesn't have a guf, then he doesn't have to be oishu vashlamah.
What, I mean, Shevet Levi, then all these people
are
mamash not
holding. Well, Shevet Levi, in a general sense, they don't have a bank account. They eat wherever somebody gives them truma. They have a different surah of chayim, which is different. There's another way to explain it also. How does that shleimus work on that person? I'll give you a mashal. Let's say a person has to work hard to earn his keep, to earn his bread. So that creates a certain it creates a certain shleimus in the person, and so on. But let's say I don't have to work hard to earn my bread, and I look at other people work hard. So I say, ay, 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 nebach, how hard the guy has to work, ay, ay, ay. So, and I go on weiter. But there are people who are capable of living it through, and if somebody else is bitzara, their hair becomes white. Some people, when they have a tsar of a tzibur, they themselves live through it, and some people don't. You can do it, what we call in English, vicariously. You can do it through someone else if you have the darga where you like the Gemara says that you make yourself sick on someone else, then you don't need to do it before. But as long as the person has a guf and he doesn't have that darga where through his brainness alone Benatre was a Chabdadur. There are different dagas about it. Not,
right. Also, when he says over here, I mean, if we're saying that there's an inyan to be mashlam the guf and all,
yeah,
the various inyanim of nimusim and derech eretz and seder,
right.
So he says that filam yeshli momen harbe veinu chaser. Like, you know, why would you think that because he's got momen that's going to be mashlam all the various inyanim?
He has what he needs to eat. And I can tell you that if you don't have panos, you're going to end up stealing this.
And that is not the inyan of Hashlamas Aguf. It's not limited to just having your various needs taken care of.
It's an exercise of being mishtadl. Just like a person has a quick memory and he can remember all the Gemara Baal Peh in one fell swoop, is not being oisik in a shlamas, so he doesn't have to miss a gay on something.
I don't know if it's time for one more kasha. It doesn't have anything to do with what we're learning.
Okay.
I'd very much like to know the financial massive in the world right now, and you know the latest thing with the scandal in America. I don't know if you know any gedolim have kind of said anything like what's our avodah? What are we supposed to take out of it? I mean, the Gemara says when it comes to kesef izov, you know, shalihu HaKadosh Baruch Hu says.
Right.
Like, what's, you know, what's the mahalach, what's the derech avodah, what should we be thinking about? Our regular achas.
I'm not
sorry.
This is just giving advice, but I was thinking about it. I have a different akud on it. We used to taiva as creating dimyan. Physical taiva is the avia voice of dimyanis, and we all know that, and that's what we used to. The fact that Chemda has a world of dimyan, it used to be that Chemda was concrete things. I have a lot of wheat in my silo, I have a lot of horses, a lot of cows, etc., etc. The metzias of greed today is kulei derivatives of derivatives of derivatives. I mean, in halacha, people ask about halacha, what would the Torah say about this matzah? And everybody says about being honest, 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 honest. I don't think that's the nekuda. There is gedorim, davar shleibo leilam, you can't be makne. There's no gemir stas, there's no smicha stas. The das can go one step past the metzias, but not more than that. The ability to lose so much money, what happened to $50 billion that the guy lost? Nobody can actually figure out where those $50 billion were. What were they, those $50 billion? He said they didn't eat it. You can't eat $50 billion anyway. So what was that money? The stock market lost, I don't know how many trillions of dollars. So what was that exactly? It was all dimyan. In other words, it was all anticipation of anticipation. It had lost all sense of metzias. In fact, the maestro with Alexander Moitin, that he came and they gave him kikrim of gold, and he said, I'm hungry, don't you have something like a regular good old rye bread? And they said, well, I'm sure you have rye bread back in Greece. If you came here, you came looking for bread, eat. In other words, the chemda had completely lost shaykhis with the metzias. And I think that's a lot more what it's about. That's my feeling. I mean, just sit back. It never was there. I don't think, you know, houses were worth $600,000 and now they're worth $400,000. So what is the value of a house exactly? There's the same amount of wheat in the world, the same amount of food in the world, same amount of this. So what exactly is there's a whole Olam HaDimyon here that we have to get a sense of. And I think to me that's a lot more what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
But when people used to, in my days, he used to make money in manufacturing. He opened up a factory. He worked like a dog. He hired people who worked even harder and made less than him. The guy manufactured raincoats, the bonnets, shoes, and he made profits on it. That was extraordinary where the Mahalach has gone in terms of Olam HaDinyan. I don't know. I find that to be a very interesting angle here.
Okay.
Okay. All the best. Good luck.